Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, it's the friend zone with Tim and Guy. Come to the friend zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the friend zone with Tim and Guy. Cause
making friends is the best idea of all time.
Before we record, Tim, could I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. I only ring your Sally when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave.
Hi, everyone.
Question? Tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy. You get dismissed. Pay my own fun. Oh, and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet. I bought it. The clothes I'm wearing. I bought it. The rock I'm rocking. I bought it because I depend on me. If I want it. Hey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, man. I'm good. I was just going to let you spin for a little bit there.
I'm just staking out my own independence.
And I'm so glad you're doing that. Using the gift of voice.
Yeah, and the gift of gab. Tim and I together again. We're in Little Empire HQ, the studio up the back of his house here in Grey Lynn. I was almost going to give out the address, but I didn't because the friend zone is not about antagonizing one another.
Yeah, not always.
Would you have liked it if I did?
No.
Okay.
I can't have made that more clear in previous projects we've recorded.
Tell you where he doesn't live. He does not live at 11 Wilton Street. Someone does. I don't know who. That's just an address in Auckland.
Okay. So, we have been, how do you say, off the boil recently?
Well, we earned it, didn't we? We came to London. We did a big day of movie watching. We did a huge live show. We knocked out a few episodes of season 2 of Overlooked and Undercooked.
It's all there. All the raw materials are there. I've started editing it up.
There you go.
So it's not far away.
We've not been idle, you know. So we worked hard, and honestly, I think we've been enjoying a well earned break. We've rekindled the friendship outside of the podcast.
It's been nice.
Been a few social calls.
Quite a rarity, Guy. Well, at this point in our relationship, which I think is sad.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the fact that we're both here without anything specific to do in front of us is it's nice for us. It's nice for the friendship. Because in London, and we spoke about this in the live show, as you might hear, but we had a minor a squabble, and I was thinking about it retrospectively, and I thought, well, you know, the thing is, we're close friends, and as soon as we saw each other in London, it was straight into work, you know.
Yeah.
There was no preamble where we go, hey, how are you, man? Let's go get a beer.
We need to go to a theme park or something.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
and I need to get back to dating.
We need to go to couples counselling, perhaps.
I don't know if we need that. I think we just need to hang out.
I think I just came up with a good idea for a podcast.
Go on.
So it's couples counselling, but for podcast hosts.
Oh, boy.
So people would come and I would just, they'd sit in the chairs and they'd tell me,
you're the counsellor.
I'm the counsellor. And they'd tell me, things that work well in their relationship and things that work poorly.
Quite revealing.
Yeah, but people like that.
People who are, I just mean for the people who are seeking your advice, they'd have to be comfortable with their dirty laundry being aired out there. Surely that exists. Not with you hosting it, obviously. I think that's the real ticket to success.
Do you mean for... I don't think as a podcast it exists, but it probably...
Surely.
Podcasting couples probably do go and get therapy or something. Do you reckon? No, because not everyone does the same concept we do. Anyway, so while we've been sort of dicking around, having a good time, you guys have continued corresponding. We've got those raw materials that will be turned into podcasts and released for you to look forward to.
Like solid gold. And... just a reminder as well that with all of our content, some of it's exclusive, but if it's not exclusive, it comes out at least first on the Patreon. If you'd like to support us on the Patreon, we would love that too. You go to patreon.com/TWIOAT. And I tell you what, the Patreon is a large part of the reason why this podcast still exists. It allows us to do these things.
So you think we do this for love? Well,
we do it for love.
Yeah, a little bit of that is true.
We absolutely do it for love.
Also, other more nefarious reasons. I've got a piece of correspondence here from a woman named Emma at the Facebook Worst Idea of All Time. And it's just a,
I love you, Emma. It's just Let me open with that.
Of a product that it looks Irish, perhaps.
Guy, look at me. Too strong? Am I coming on too strong?
No. Just stay cool.
Okay.
It says, the caption is, when you gamble on a fart and lose, and it's a packet of biscuits, and the biscuits are called Whoopsie Fudge Stripes. And Emma's written, hey boys, thought this would bring back great memories for Guy XX. And you're not wrong, Emma. I love remembering times I have lost control of my body. So, thank you for that correspondence.
I had gastro recently. It was just after we got back from London. And do you know, I really thought that I had got on top of the jet lag. And in retrospect, I actually did. Both directions. Very stringent. No alcohol on the plane. Drink a lot of water. Sync up your watch to the destination as soon as you step into the airport. Those are the three things. You got to sleep as per that schedule. And I got into New Zealand. I was all right for like 2 days. I was like, fuck, I nailed it. And then I got gastro, but I didn't know I had gastro. So I thought it was jet lag. Then I was like, wait a minute.
So you were ignoring
this. Wait a minute. Jet lag doesn't make you do violent porcelain disasters.
No. That's mostly your body clocks off. It's nothing to do with shitting badly.
Yeah, exactly.
And it took 2 days for you to
figure that out.
Well,
yeah.
And you made a full recovery.
But I can relate very recently to that whole phenomenon of not gambling on a fart. It's risky business, man. Gave me an appreciation for people who suffer from bowel conditions, IBS, etc. That would really fucking suck. And you know what else I was thinking about that? I was thinking, because this comes up periodically with people who suffer from things like IBS, we got to be a bit fucking nicer about toilets. If someone needs to, if you got a place of business and you got a toilet, you got to let the people in. You got to.
Oh, look, yeah, but you let one person in, Tim. You let everyone in.
It's
you know,
a toilet. It needs. You know, just sitting there.
No, I actually. So a lot of businesses don't put up signs that say toilets are for customers only. I do that. I take that initiative myself.
You put it up on businesses you don't have anything to do with.
Well, I've got something to do. I've got something to do with them. I care about their facilities.
You're gatekeeping their toilets.
Absolutely.
Why do you do it?
Why are they going to carry around that big backpack? Bag full of signs.
Why do you do it?
Just something to do, innit? Something to pass the time.
Everyone needs a job.
Yeah, you know, or a hobby.
This is guys.
Do I have any hobbies? I wish I had a hobby.
You know what you could do? Your hobby could be connecting people who need a toilet with the toilet.
That sort of goes against everything I stand for.
It's just flipping it on its head, though. You know, you got to try new things. Scott writes, dear fuck fellas, as you watch a movie more often, it tends to get more difficult to watch. Which watch, out of 52, would you say is the halfway point in terms of suffering? In other words, are the first 30 watches as bad as the last 12? I think your maths a little off there. Are the first 50 watches as bad as the last 2, etc.? Stay awesome, Scott. The halfway point in terms of suffering is a great question.
Yeah. It's a nice way to frame it. It's certainly not that clean 26 point that you might imagine. Yeah. I mean, you know, you do frame it that way in terms of an ascent and descent of a mountain. But I think some of the roughest stuff's in the 30s because the number, say, you know, say you've done 30 watches, 22 watches is still too big of a number to feel like you're on your way home.
I would say late 30s is the midway point. Yeah. 38?
I honestly think it's a bigger mental barrier for me. I'd say it's 40. When you get
the 40s, like, the early 40s,
the 40s is also you start looking forward to it. But the, you know, the 40 to 42, that's 12 weeks. That's 3 months.
Yeah.
That's less than half. You know, that is, you can start making plans. If you think about going on holiday, mm-hmm. you know, you get excited, I would say. I'd get excited to start planning it like 3 months, you know. Yeah. Or, I mean, it varies at different different holidays, different things, but you know, like 3 months is a nice amount of time where you can look forward to something in 3 months and it doesn't feel like it's impossibly far away. It sure. feels like it's on the horizon.
Sure.
And so that's where I'd put it myself.
The 3 month mark, watch about 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's neat. Like I have a weird, you know, there's a part of my brain which is very satisfied by a cleanliness and like quite fastidious. And, you know, the 40s, that feels like I'm going down the slide.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I got to say about that.
You like even things, don't you? Even numbers and whatnot.
I'm breaking through, but when I used to watch TV, did you do what volume? What could you leave the volume?
We've had
on
this conversation on the podcast before, and we're on the same page.
Oh,
fives and O's preferable. If not, got to go to evens.
Yeah, yeah. With
man, if you've got a prime there, you're out of your fucking mind. Throw that TV out the window.
You're out of your depth. You're out of your depth. Who says that? John Goodman.
Yeah,
Donnie. I just watched Sex and the City 2 for the first time while I'm re-listening to season 2, and it felt like an esoteric.
Why, out of your element? That's what he says. Sorry.
I just watched Sex and the City 2. It's just a short one from Kay, just checking in after they'd written a long message a few years ago. I just watched Sex and the City 2 for the first time while I'm re-listening to season 2, and it felt like an esoteric form of self-harm. Which is quite a nice turn of phrase.
We should that should be the subtitle for the Worst Idea of All Time podcast.
Esoteric self-harm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I quite like that.
Thank you so much, Kay.
Get that tattooed on my butt, right next to Patty.
Esoteric self-harm.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Have you had a good little, you know, that script that makes it look like handwriting with a quill?
Yeah, yeah. Cursive.
Yeah, that's it. Brian writes, there's three messages here, Guy.
Yep.
They're all short. They seem to connect together. Hi, Bat Boy and Guy Mont. I recently had the pleasure of meeting you both at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, both at the Worst Idea of All Time live show and at Guy's solo show, which was really fantastic. To Guy, I say, you're doing something really great with that show. Good on ya. Keep it going. To Tim, I say again, thanks so much for your proactive assistance in making sure I got tickets to all the Little Empire live shows. I'm currently binge-listening to the Friend Zone episodes, and it is a joy to hear you hear the two of you happy and laughing for a change. I recently chucked... Man, we put a dark product in the world, don't we? I recently chucked in some bucks on the Patreon. You two have earned my unending support for your comedic endeavors. Cheers, Brian in Seattle. P.S. Next time, bring the boys with you to Melbourne. Oh, the Walkout Boys.
Oh,
I missed some words there. Then he's addended with Mortal Timbat and Ninja Gaiden. And that's the whole email. And then he's replied to that later that day. Just going to keep replying to myself like a classic Worst Idea listener. I realized this morning that I've discovered potentially the best way to engage with the potty. I know having seen the movie isn't a prerequisite for the potty, but I listened to seasons 2 and 4 because I've seen both Sex and the City movies. I haven't seen Grown Ups 2 or We Are Your Friends, so I haven't started those seasons and instead went to the Friend Zone. As I binge through the Friend Zone, I'm getting an interesting secondary experience of the seasons I haven't heard via other listeners' letters and reactions. It's quite good. Just as you warn listeners not to watch the film, I might warn listeners not to listen to you discussing your watches. The Friend Zone is the place to be. Cheers, Brian.
Wow, you could have made our life a whole lot easier if you'd sent that email 5 years ago, Brian, you piece of shit.
But there's no starting point, is there, for people to get in touch?
That's true.
Where does it begin?
Well, thank you, Brian. Thanks for coming to the show. Thank you for your generosity, and thank you for reaching out. Yeah, lovely.
It's a cool way to go, just doing the old
friend zone.
Friend zones.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. Raymond writes, so I'm still feeling new to your podcast, so I imagine my surprise. So imagine my surprise.
So I'm imagining. Yeah. Raymond, eyes are closed. I'm imagining.
So imagine my surprise disappointment in reading your final episode has already happened. I'm currently only at 50 and have thus far abstained from watching Grown Ups 2, but I recently decided that as a celebratory type thing to finally view it at the end of your first year journey all by myself. Not sure if you'll get to this anymore if you're not recording new episodes, but just wanted to share my own journey through your madness. Haha. Bummed I missed your trip to Cali only by like a few years.
Came back.
Maybe next time.
We'll be there this year.
Raymond. And that was sent on the 23rd of July.
In the year of our Lord, 2019?
That's the one.
I mean, we've been there, Raymond.
Absolutely.
That's so funny to me. So he's like... found the first season and then just stopped? Like, he can't see any more episodes or something?
No, I just think he listened to it. I don't know where he found it. I guess because it was uploaded semi-recently. Who knows?
Oh, that's right. Put him back on.
It's like, oh, wow, I'm listening in real time. And then that would be quite disorienting to find out after the fact that you're living in the past.
I think it does say season one on it.
But we also have quite dated references on that, I'm sure.
Dated in like we're going to get cancelled and I shouldn't have re-put them out in the world? Or?
No, dated as in every episode I'd start by saying, the year is 2014.
Oh, there you go. That's good. That's the good kind of dating, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
It's the kind of dating you and me should do.
There's three kinds of
dating. Get this relationship back on track.
Three kinds of dating.
Rank them.
So the worst of them is when you say something dated
mm-hmm.
and it's dredged up and held in front of you. The second is labeling time and place in your maths book, in a podcast. And then the best kind of dating is the promise of a new relationship, new horizons, connections between people.
Mm. Or old. You can date within an existing relationship.
Yeah, that's true. Often, though, it's not done formally. If friends are going to strike up some sort of connection, usually it won't happen within the slightly more... rigorous.
Zoe and I go on dates.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of dating someone new.
Prospects.
Yeah.
Not romantic ones, but friend prospects.
No, it's the romantic dates, but like early days. I'm not thinking about like a couple who are happy and go on a date night.
Yeah,
I was thinking
right.
about like, you know, people say, are you dating? That doesn't mean, are you in love and going out for meals with your partner? That means, are you putting yourself out there?
Who you've been with for 5 years. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
As we were.
Alex writes to Tim Batt and Guy Montgomery. Now, that is a fucking unorthodox way to start a communication
like
on the friend
though.
Zone. I like it a lot. Just writing to say hi to my dear friend and fellow listener, Gabe, via the friend zone. Now, I better tell you what date this was sent on. It was the 24th of May.
Hey, far out. Do you think we'll ever catch up?
Nope. Hi, Gabe. I have no message for either of you. I'm just exploiting this forum to contact my friend. I thought you'd both appreciate that. Sincerely, Alex Fairbridge.
Well, he's not a mile off. Happy to provide a service, whatever that may be. Hi.
Hi.
I've been slowly catching up from season 2, and today I got to ep of 25 of season 3 and nearly shit myself laughing when Guy did the rural New Zealand actor dude voice, the one who wants to audition for Paige but hasn't seen the movie.
I have no recollection of this.
Neither do I. But for those listening along, season 3, ep 25, apparently there's gold in them hills.
Cool.
I haven't seen the movie. Of course, I was listening to this in public, and to shit oneself there would be unfortunate. Thanks for the potty. I think it's really great. Kisses, Shannon.
Shannon.
I'm in Shannon. Is that the song you're singing? Because
nah, I think I was singing Genie, that song Genie.
Well, my one was terrible.
Yeah.
Because I was singing Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong's Cheek to Cheek, which begins with heaven.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm in heaven. But if you change the word heaven to a two-syllable name for a person, it becomes quite hands-on.
Marie writes, good evening, fellas. I have an extremely important question. When Steve and Smith Jarrett are having sex, who do you think is on top and who's the bottom? I need to know. Love the podcast. Good luck. Say my name, Marie. I will venture that both of them are versatile fellows.
Yep. I wouldn't doubt it for a second, especially considering the point at which they strike up this relationship. You know Smith would be adventurous. He's been with Samantha for a long time. One of her defining character traits is
commanding.
And so Smith would be down for whatever. And Steve is sort of rediscovering himself and rekindling a sexual fire that once burned bright. And so I feel he'd be very open to, you know, whatever may be. So I'm in total agreement with you there, Tim. This one is just a screen cap of an advertisement that ASICS have put up with the words gross ASICS and the copy reads "Color outside the lines."
Oof!
Explore our collection of legendary running shoes now available in bright new looks. And
you know, I don't think I've ever had sex with my shoes on in my life.
Can't say the same. I don't know that I've done it for sure, but socks on. Definitely.
Actually, it depends what we're counting.
Mm. No, I've had sex. I've had sex with my shoes on.
You have?
Yeah. Does that make me an icon?
Sure.
Nice.
Yep, I'll give you that. Sorry. So that's it. It was that gross, yucky Essex ad.
Yeah, some of them are just awesome. Dispatches.
I like that. I dig it a lot. I just I get nervous sometimes that I interrupt you, and then I'm about to go on, but you're only like halfway through the message. Because how fucking rude would that be?
Yeah,
I already interrupt you. That's rude to start.
No, I don't mind it. I like the interruptions.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Matthew writes, gentlemen, and he accompanies a beautiful donation through PayPal. Gentlemen, I was devastated to hear about your lovely upcoming tour back to the lovely Pacific Northwest of the United States, Portland, Oregon. My heart was broken as your trip to my lovely city. You know, guy's got a Oregon sticker on his laptop. I can see it right now. Oregon Coast. It's like the number plates.
Yeah.
Beautiful purple kind of color. It's good. My heart was broken as your trip to my lovely city coincides with my honeymoon trip to Spain.
Yeah, that must have sucked.
Much to my disappointment, my wife threatened swift and immediate divorce at the suggestion of cancelling the trip so as to make it to your show. So, in lieu of the tickets I would have bought, here's a little scratch to show my appreciation for the show. Feel free to say my name, you brave boys. That's from Matthew. I'm going to take a run at it. Prowl? P-R-O-E-H-L. Prowl?
Yeah, why not?
Hey, dude, congratulations on, I'm assuming, your recent marriage, if you just went on your honeymoon. That's fucking sick. And Spain looks great. I've never been myself.
Yeah, they speak...
You like Spain, eh?
They speak Spanish there.
Do they?
Well, and other languages, but that's one of the ones they're known for.
Sure.
Timber and Flash Freeze, my frosty friends. I realize this message will likely get buried in the sands of time and not be super relevant when you read it, but I just listened to Friendzone Ep 84, where you talk about Grown Ups 4 happening before Grown Ups 3 and how movies have never done that. Oh, we've read this.
It doesn't ring a bell. I'll keep going.
I'll keep going a little bit. Well, you're right. It doesn't typically happen. It has been done by the franchise Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes, we have read this.
This is from Jake. So I'd like to say thank you, Jake. And I'd like to say sorry that our filing system is not quite operating at maximum capacity like it already is. But wasn't it nice to read the first paragraph of that message?
We're doing a lot better than when I was in charge of the Facebook messages. This would happen all the time. It's ghastly. Ghastly business.
We're plodding along all right. Shall I find one that hasn't been read before?
I'd love that. I'd really love that for both of us.
Hello, boys! This certainly will not be a message witty or entertaining enough to be read on the Friend Zone.
I'll be the judge of that.
What an exceptional way to start a correspondence, i.e. this message will be fucking dull. I'm an enormous fan of the podcast, with its absurdity having offered solace through a number of pretty awful life events and soundtracked, if a podcast can do such a thing, the most wonderfully brilliant moments of my life. I've been traveling South America over the last few months and have been excited by every Kiwi I've encountered. Aww. I think they considered me rather peculiar, fetishizing a whole nation's culture off of the tribulations of two ruddy good blokes watching grown-ups.
This message rules. Spank yourself. I'm loving this.
Anyway, that's not the point. I told you this would be dull. Basically, I'm now in New York for a little while and was hoping to catch one of Guy's stand-up sets. And Jesus wept, now you're both in London, my home. For years, I've been praying for you to make a visit on our shores. And now that you have, I'm on the other side of the world.
Oh, fuck.
Basically, I wish you all the best with the show. I'm sure you guys will absolutely nail it. As long as you survive the dreaded marathon viewing, I wish I could have met you boys properly and bought you both a pint. But such is life. Good luck and thank you for bringing joy to my and so many other people's lives. Chris. Well, Chris, I say this to you. Believe it or not, believe in yourself. I was going to sing a song.
Commit.
No.
You're Chris, going back. To, yeah, you're in New Zealand right now as we're recording this.
Look, yeah, Chris, but first of all, back. I'm going to be doing comedy in New York come November. So I'll find a way. If you follow social media, sadly, is the best way to do that. So if you use Twitter or Instagram, it's @guy_mont. And generally, I'll post everything I'm doing there as I go. So, you know, our hope springs eternal. Tim and I aren't finished having fun together. There'll be a time when we're doing a show with one another in a city that you're in before we expire.
Are you doing a new show next year?
As a species.
For the festivals?
Yeah, I'll do a new comedy show. I'm all out of ideas.
You want to do a work in progress for early next year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know that Christopher's going to come to New Zealand from New York to watch a work in progress.
Because do you remember that amazing title I came up with for a work in progress show?
Oh.
How I learned to stop. How I learned to stop worrying. No,
embrace
what is that?
The bomb.
How I stop worrying and learn to love the bomb.
Doctor Strange. Yeah, I mean, we're not selling it as well as it came out at the time.
It's fucking good.
It's
always good when a title is the thing that starts the show, and the show has to wrap around some one funny.
Was it like Work in Progress or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb?
Yeah,
that is pretty good.
Katie writes, hey, Tim and Guy, huge fan of you both and the comedic legend, Adam Sandler. Have you seen The Cobbler? Available on Netflix and many other streaming services? We are 8 minutes in. It's a lot. Thank you for your suffering. Love, Katie Martins and Duncan Alexander. You seen The Cobbler?
No, but I've heard it's good.
I have too. I've not watched it. There's that and there's... Okay, so here are the movies that apparently...
The Meyerowitz Stories.
Yes, Adam Sandler is very good. And that's a series, right?
No, it's a movie.
Oh, you
also
watched it?
Also with Stiller. No, I haven't. But he's getting Oscar buzz. Not for that. He's getting Oscar buzz for a movie that's coming out this year called Uncut Gems. It's made its debut at the Toronto at TIFF, at the Toronto International Film Festival, and he's genuinely creating a lot of hype.
He's a bloody good dramatic actor, and the few times I remember him being really good in Funny People.
Oh, that movie was fucking annoying though.
Yeah, that movie wasn't good, but he was very good in it. I can't even remember what that film's about, but I remember walking out being like,
the reason weird. It's frustrating is because he can obviously choose to apply himself and be great, and often he doesn't, you know. And
fuck, that's sick though, eh? How great is that? He's like, I know I've got it in me, because so many actors are so earnest and hardworking, and Sandler's like, yeah, I've got the talent, but who, like, why not just go to Hawaii and film something with Drew Barrymore and get paid for it?
Yeah, I read it like that sometimes as well. He's earned the right to fucking just throw spaghetti at a wall.
He doesn't need to earn, like, to whom does he owe working hard? You know, if he can get away with not.
People who pay money to watch his movies.
There's a market for it. I think it's a great attitude.
I'm torn, because I also agree, but there is a cynicism to it where it's like, people will come to whatever shit I make anyway, so who cares?
Yeah.
You've got a responsibility. I love that. It's not cheap to go to the movies these days.
It's so funny because Sandler has constructed his career where he keeps reminding you periodically, like just enough to remind you of how good he actually can be. Like his special that he brought out last year.
That's part of why Funny People was frustrating, because it was like it was almost not atonement, but it was like him acknowledging, you know, it was
semi-autobiographical, acknowledging. Right. Yeah. God damn it. Arts Hole podcast has got in touch with us. They said, frostiest of fellas, greetings from Los Angeles. Last night, a few friends and I sat down for a nice dinner out at our neighborhood haunt. When I looked to the right, who did I see seated next to us also enjoying a meal? Mr. Big himself, Chris Noth.
Fuck.
That is big. Unlike Big, who appears to walk through life with a sleepy arrogance that approaches a bored sociopathy. Is that how you would say that?
Say it again.
Sociopathy?
Sociopathic? Sociopath.
Sociopathy.
I don't know.
A bored sociopathy. Chris Noth could only be described as boisterous and joyful as he held court at a table of diners. Dare I say they looked like friends. As a man of a certain age, it was nice to see him at him dining at a reasonable hour. Huge fan of the show. Glad the boys are back. Much appreciated for you punishing yourselves for the greater good, Michael. P.S. No, I didn't see him read the menu. Critical detail there.
That is really nice touch.
It's good. Hey, when we were in London, you know who I was sitting next to when I went out for dinner? I've forgotten her name, but she's the actress in Old School who plays...
Ellen Pompeo?
Yeah, I reckon that's her. Yeah.
From Grey's Anatomy as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right next to her in a noodle joint.
Nice or just ordinary?
The noodle joint?
Yeah.
It was fine.
I loved it.
You know?
I always think that they'd only go to the top.
Yeah.
She's like one of the highest paid actors in the world.
That's so funny that I forgot she was in Grey's Anatomy.
Do you know the first and only episode of Grey's Anatomy I watched was when she had her hand, there was someone in there with a bomb inside of them, and she had to keep her hand on the bomb.
That's huge.
During surgery or it would explode. And so the whole episode, her hand's just on this live bomb.
That's just speed, isn't it?
But yeah, a little bit. Speed's good, man.
So you watched it recently,
I watched it on the flight from...
You made me want to watch it again. You spoke so highly of it.
London to Hong Kong on that leg. I watched Speed, and it is really funny. And Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock, their chemistry is incredible. I was looking up whether or not they dated in real life, and it turns out they both had crushes on each other,
yes.
But they thought it would be unprofessional to say as much.
God
and so,
damn.
Like, ships in the night, it never happened. She's so funny and cute. He's so, like, handy and sexy. And it's just a really good time. And there's some really funny lines in there. It is a timeless film.
It's a really good flick, huh? So it still hasn't dated now.
No.
Or, you know, like...
No. It's all rewatchable. Everything's still... It's totally rewatchable.
Alex writes, "G'day, Frosty fellas. I was pursuing a French department... No, I was perusing... Here we go. Perusing a French department store when I noticed that the song they were playing might serve as the perfect coda to your Sex and the City journey. Have a listen to I Don't Miss You by Sharif and force yourself to stick around for the whole chorus to see why. I hope this ugly little tune nests in your brain and in your brain folds and rears its parasitic head from time to time as you try to go on with your lives, as it has done with me." Hold on. Can you mute that? Because for once in my damn life, I've got my laptop connected to the thingy, so I can actually do this. Let's open up this YouTube, eh? All the best from Alex. Let's see if YouTube's going to give me an ad. No, straight on with the song. You used to love me. Yeah, not so long ago. This is like Bare Naked Ladies. Don't you reckon?
Oh, I only really know one of their songs. The remote control.
And you were out the door before the mail came back. Fuck, I'm so bored. Sorry, I'm out.
Oh no, keep it going.
Okay. You got a check from Geico. I threw it away. But I miss the way you taste and the way you used to race me to my room. But I don't miss candles in the bathroom, tofu in the fridge. What? Magazines with pointers on what to do in bed. I don't miss Carrie and Samantha, Charlotte or Miranda. I see. And I don't miss you. Very good. Very well played.
Yeah, that guy sounds like a bit of a jerk.
Yeah, but But you get the connection, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I want to read this. And how long have we
Mate, that's a good place to...
I got this one here. Is a good. It's a great... It'll be a really beautiful organic opportunity for us to hawk some of our wares.
Oh.
Hi. Is there any way to order one of those incredible posters from you without attending the London show? Immensely long-time fan here and would love to give a birthday gift to my best friend Olivia, who I've listened with from the beginning. Let me know if there's any way. I'm in California.
Good news, bad news. Who's this from?
Juliet.
Juliet, good news, bad news. Good news, yes possible. Bad news, I fear you've probably missed the birthday, because I imagine this...
That is not removed message from the incredible design on the posters by Thomas Coddle. That is one of my... Of, like, all the images we've had.
If you want to check out... I don't know why you would, because... we'll just appreciate good art, would you? But his website is sick-days.com, and you can see his work. Thomas is god-tier designer, and he just happens to be a mate of ours, and he enjoys the things that we do. So... he works with us sometimes. We're very lucky to get him to do stuff when he's got a little bit of time on his hands. Fuck, he's so good. His shit is so cool.
He really is.
So anyway, what I had to do is I had to get the poster design off him without the London dates and stuff on it, because I forgot to do that before, but I just got that off him the other day. So that'll be whacked up in the merch store, so you'll be able to order... You'll be able to order it from our T Public store. And the cool thing about that is, and this, I will take this opportunity to wax on about it for a moment. What's so fucking choice about it? So the old merch store, right, it was really expensive to do shipping, and it was really complicated, and they only did like clothes, but it was really high quality, but everything was too expensive. So now we're with T Public, and we have been for ages, and they're a lot better because the shipping is way cheaper. We see very little money off the top, which I'm fine with because everything is so much cheaper. But you can get whatever design you want on like notebooks, t-shirts, hats, fucking beer cooler things,
and it's high quality too. I bought
laptop covers.
I bought one of those Nightmare Sandler t-shirts from our own. This is how our merch works. I bought merch from our merch store.
But it was cheap, right?
Yeah, it was cheap. And also, it's a great... It's like a genuinely high-quality T-shirt that I...
It's really good shit.
I wear to this day and has survived to go around in a pretty dicey laundromat in New York, which I always fear will shrink my clothes. So,
oh, true. Testament. Pre-shrunk.
Absolutely. But, yeah.
So, you're able to buy it as a poster if you want to whatever size... your heart desires. So I'll put a link to that. Hopefully I remember to do that in the show notes. But if you go to worstideaofalltime.com, there's no the in the URL, just worstideaofalltime.com. The merch store is pretty visible there. Click that button, it'll take you there. And you can buy stuff. And periodically, TeePublic have these huge sales.
We don't know when they are.
They tell us, I forget to pass it on.
But
because I'm a baddie.
But, you know, just check on it every day.
Checking it every day.
In addition to stuff online, Tim, have you got anything in the real world coming up that you'd like to talk about?
No.
Really?
Devastatingly. I don't think so.
You've got a weekly show in Auckland.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. If you're part of the 1% of our listeners who are in Auckland, I run a comedy show called Hump, and you should come. It's a very good show, and it's in this tiny little beer bar, and it's only $10, and I curate the lineups every week so that they're awesome.
And host every week.
I host it every week. And it doesn't go too long because, god damn it, nothing shits me more than a comedy show that goes for like 2.5 hours. I hate it.
I hosted a raw comedy show last night. 13 acts on the bill.
That's a lot.
Too many.
You're all doing 6 minutes though, right?
Yeah, but a lot of them without respect for the notion of timekeeping.
That's fucked up, man.
Anyway, that's by the by.
Also, there is something that I keep forgetting to tell people about, which I'm going to tell you about now because I remembered.
Yeah.
It's the Little Empire Podcast Pals group
on what platform?
Facebook. So this is something that AJ, Alex, from Cult Popshire Podcast, which you're going to hear on the West Idea stream soon, he and I put our heads together and put this thing together. He kind of like runs it, and it's not doing a lot at the moment, but it's going to do a lot of things soon. So this is like the go-to place for discussions about West Idea, Boners of the Heart, The Male Gaze, all the podcasts
it's
that we've
the
got.
Male Gaze.
And we're going to do like giveaways as well and special little streamy things and all kinds of fun shit. So right now there's about 150 people who are on there. When we reach 250, we're going to give away a $50 US merch voucher
shit
to the merch store.
Have I signed off on that?
What?
That we're giving away that merch?
You're not paying for it.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And then at fight, when we reach fight, so we'll just like have a draw that you put
500?
Your name in and you bring your name out and you're the winner. And then at the 500 mark.
We're going to give away 500 American dollars
no.
in cash.
No, it's not.
Delivered to your door.
No.
By us. And we're going to buy you a first class ticket to come and visit us at Tim's home.
It's all off. I mean, 500 people to get all that? It's fucked. How does that even work? No, when we get 500 members, Guy and I are going to make a custom Worst Idea episode and then just send it to you. No one else will have this episode.
Oh, that's even better. So we're going to just do a one hitter for one person.
Yes, for one person.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I love that.
And whatever they want to do with it is up to them, but it's their property.
Do not release it. I'm going to air a lot of my real opinions on that.
You already know what you're going to say. So, yeah, sign up to that. You just go to facebook.com/groups/littleempirepals, and you got to get approved on there because we only want lovely people.
I'm doing my show that I've done in a lot of places this year in Sydney. I'm doing one big show this Friday, the 27th of September at 7 p.m. at the Sydney Comedy Store. If you know anyone in Sydney or are in Sydney yourself, I'd love to see you there.
It's a brilliant show.
It's really humming. I had a great time with it in Edinburgh, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm winding down. I can't wait to start performing it. I'm ready to do new jokes, but yeah, one last go around. If you're in Sydney, I'd love to see you there.
One last time.
I'd love to see you there. Otherwise, go out. When you're in line to buy a coffee or a pastry, buy one for the person behind you. And when they say, "Why are you doing this?" say, "You'll see this afternoon." Have a fantastic day. We'll see you on the flip side, motherfuckers!
Well, it's the friend zone. With Tim and Guy, come to the friend zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the friend zone. With Tim and Guy, cause making friends is the best idea of all time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.